The Convincing Marshall Scam: Why Crypto Cardholders Are Targets. The most dangerous vulnerability in your crypto card setup isn't your private key or your 2FA. It is your phone. A recent viral report of a U.S. Marshall phone scam has sent shockwaves through security communities, highlighting a shift toward high-fidelity, high-pressure social engineering that even level-headed users find difficult to resist. For crypto card holders, who often manage larger balances and bypass traditional banking safeguards, understanding this police patter is essential for fund survival. Anatomy of the Convincing Marshall Scam. Unlike the thick accent scams of the past, this new wave of attacks uses localized accents, official boilerplate questions, and deep inside information. In the primary Reddit incident, the scammer knew the victim's workplace, the names of business owners, and used number spoofing to make it appear as though the victim's boss was calling simultaneously to verify the federal investigation. The scam follows a specific high-pressure script. The hook: a call from a federal agent or marshal claiming a crime, like counterfeiting or money laundering, is happening at your location. The isolation: you are told not to speak to anyone else, or you will be charged with interfering with a federal investigation. The audit: you are instructed to withdraw funds, cash or crypto, to be used as evidence, or audited for safety. The conversion: the final step involves moving that value into an untraceable format, often gift cards or, in the case of crypto users, a secure government wallet, which is just the scammer's address. Three reasons scammers hit crypto card holders. First, three structural features of the 2026 crypto card stack make cardholders a priority target: the KYC data. Goldmine scammers aren't guessing your name. They are using data leaked from minor exchanges or gray label card issuers that went bust in 2024-2025. They know you have a card, they know you've passed KYC, and they use that compliance history to sound like an official auditor. The pre-conversion trap scammers often ask victims to swap their volatile assets, like BTC or ETH, into secure government-approved stablecoins, USDC or USDT, before sending them. This is not for their convenience. It removes the volatility friction. If you see your balance swinging, you might hesitate. By moving you into stablecoins first, they keep you calm and focused on the official instructions. Immediate, irreversible liquidity. Traditional bank transfers can sometimes be clawed back if reported within hours. Crypto to gift card or direct on-chain transfers are final the moment the block is mined. Scammers exploit the high daily spend limits of premium crypto cards, often 10,000 plus, to drain entire accounts in a single evidence collection session. Technical circuit breakers: how to fight back your hardware wallet or MPC-based custody, like Gnosis Pay, cannot protect you if you are the one signing the transaction. But you can use structural defenses. Set on-chain spending limits, ERC-4337, if your card uses a smart contract wallet, like those analyzed in our self-custody card section, set a daily spend limit that matches your actual needs. If a scammer convinces you to move $5,000 for evidence, but your on-chain limit is $500, the contract will automatically reject the transaction. This acts as a physical cooling-off period. The Guardian protocol designates a guardian for large transfers. This could be a second hardware wallet stored in a safe or a trusted friend. If a transfer exceeds a certain amount, it requires two signatures. Under the pressure of a phone call, you won't have access to that second signature, providing a perfect excuse to comply later, at which point the scammer will usually give up. How to protect your crypto spend. If you receive an official call regarding your card or your funds, follow the spend node. Three-step protocol: hang up and call back. Never trust the number on the screen. Hang up and manually dial the official number found on your card provider's website. The gift card rule: no government agency, FBI, IRS, U.S. Marshals, will ever ask you to move money into gift cards or onto a temporary crypto wallet. The lawyer gambit: tell the caller, I am happy to cooperate. Please send the official subpoena to my legal counsel. Scammers thrive on the fear of immediate arrest. The mention of a lawyer breaks their high-speed momentum.